by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back, and we have Rob Roselli here. Rob, you're watching all the latest news. What are your comments about what's going on?
Oh, boy. I think the world is steadily decreasing and into the abyss more than it has in the past. It seems like it's accelerating into some kind of insane asylum.
Let's be more specific about what's going on. What do you think? Well, first off, I'm going to give you some specific things to talk about. Number one, we have the issue with the 17th anniversary of NATO. And, of course, they gave a bi-congressional kind of alert to the NATO director that came to America to visit, which is really unusual. NATO actually is part of the problem because it's expanded to the border of Russia, which has made them very paranoid. And, of course, they now have nuclear missiles aimed at our throat from Larche Island and also in Kaliningrad, covering every square inch of Europe. I don't think people realize just how the Chinese are actually collaborating with the Russians now with joint military operations. We're trying to set up trade with them, but right now the Democrats and the running Republicans don't want peace. We talked about this last hour with Harley Schlanger. We have a situation where even a limited nuclear war from some of my nuclear experts, as little as 5 megatons, could actually destroy the ozone layer and cause a collapse of the biosphere. I think that we are at the end of history. History as we know it is over. It's a matter of months and years before things finally degrade. And what I'm worried about, we talked about this yesterday with Dr. Truot, and the video links up about even under Trump. I mean, Trump's doing some good things, but a lot of stuff he's doing is wrong. And the man is not a Christian. He's a pre-Christian, as I say. He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason with the Masonic title of Apollyon Rising, trying to re-terraform Mars. We don't have missile defense. He's talking about a space force. He wants to do things with Russia, but Russiagate's not completely over because Nadler and the maniacs like Christopher Steele is now a multimillionaire with his buddy and is trying to hide out where he's making millions of dollars. We have a situation where we're basically arming ourselves up. Instead of calling it the Ministry of Defense or Ministry of War, even it used to be called the Ministry of Offense or the Ministry of Death, we might consider that at some point we actually have the capacity to wipe out literally every living thing on the planet with even a limited nuclear war. And we don't look at that. We don't look at the fact 10 years from now, this month, Apophis, an asteroid coming at us with a 1% chance of it or its debris field striking Earth, is 3 times larger than the asteroid that struck out and destroyed the dinosaurs 66 million years ago. We don't look at the idea of a coronal mass ejection from the sun that's in solar minimum, or the fact we're in an area of the galaxy where there's increased levels of space-based particles and increased rainfall and other things, and the ozone layer is degrading at dramatic rates so that the amount of ultraviolet B, C, and D light has increased 73%. But we're really not facing the music that we're now degrading ourselves with 5G network. Cell phones and smart meters are toxic to our mitochondria and our biome of our gut and genetics, causing cancer and other diseases. And I think the demineralization of soil and the particles, for example, from pesticides, has put us in a position where we're going to see a collapse of human fertility, IQ, and the effect of the biosphere itself within months or years. And it's not like Ocasio-Cortez says it's caused by humans and we're passing too much gas from eating meat. These clueless ones don't understand any science. And what I'm amazed at, and I had watched some comments on my shows over on TuneIn, because we've had TuneIn for years, and you can't get a TuneIn account unless you signed up years ago, which we did. A lot of people realize we are probably the number one or two top podcast network shows in the world. And we provide answers and solutions to everything from health to geopolitics and spiritual issues, and nobody else does. And then one idiot said, well, what about facts? How about if you listen and read and cross-check the information even on the sewer net, like all the internet, or if you want to contact me, I'll send you facts. I'll send you citations and information. The fact is, we're at the edge of history. If you just look at this objectively, if you were a voyager from a distant world and another kind of creature coming to Earth to kind of just study the geopolitics and what's going on with the end of civilization on our planet, you'd have to write that things aren't look good, do they?
No, they look really bad. I mean, the United States leading the charge downhill is Mystery Babylon of Revelation 17, without a doubt. Everything's falling into place. Now, as far as specifics about the aforementioned insane asylum, I mean, just look what's happening in the United States with this, with the southern border. We have thousands or hundreds of thousands of so-called migrants, you know, well-dressed, well-groomed migrants, entire families trying to bust through the southern border. So it looks very much like a parallel to what they're doing in Europe with the African.
Yeah, you can see the globalists behind this, though. I have a simple solution to it. And Trump can do it tomorrow. He doesn't have to go and threat a year from now we're going to close the border. Stop that, Trump. Here's the 4 or 5 point solution. Number one, send U.S. troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border with the Mexican government collaborating. So we would close the border in Guatemala, Mexico. Number two, send the troops and the military and the aircraft and so on to destroy the drug cartels that make life in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua unlivable. Number three, stop threatening you're cutting off the NGO support for money to make life more reasonable for these people in these countries. They, I'm sure, want to live in their own country if they can make enough money to eat and live in their home and be with their relatives. Okay? So those are the first steps. The next step we have to do is we have to cut out the drug cartels linked to our intel agencies like SAD. People don't realize that Presidential Directive 51, published in the last year before George Bush Jr. left, transferred power, a lot of the presidential powers of control of our space-based weapons and our special operations around the world to the Special Activity Division of a hidden director, you don't even know his name, of SAD. And SAD, by the way, runs not only the intel agencies that run NATO and run the European Union, but also run the operations of a lot of these globalist organizations with the Bilderbergers and the CFR, and the state of It's a Real Hell in Saudi Arabia are totally run by SAD. People don't know this, do they? They don't realize the drug cartels are in collaboration with this, which is why we gave some Fast and Furious guns without serial numbers. This is under Obama, directly to the Sinaloa cartel to fight because they're on our side, giving our cut of the trillions of dollars of drug cartels as we kill American citizens with drug addiction, 77,000 plus per year. And this is also, they have money to do non-supervised projects, including deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, and genetic engineering and other weird science. With people like me, they want to recruit to actually help them do this stuff with DARPA, etc. So people don't realize that part of the problem is inside the government itself, collaborating with the drug cartels to the tune of $2 trillion for the drug trade alone, not including the human and organ trade. And our government is the beast behind this mess. And the District of Columbia and the intel agencies like Five Eyes and the British Intel are collaborating with and manipulating the world environment, which is why over the last 100 years we've had the rise of Soviet and Chinese communism, which is manipulated by the British. People don't want to face the music. In fact, they always want to look at the left or right side of it, when in fact there's evil manipulators that are playing this dialectic with us, and we want to get on the left side of it or the right side of it, when really it doesn't matter. In fact, what's going on with Trump is primarily he's becoming a distraction. Trump could do things right. If you could talk to you and me and some of other advisors like Harley Schlanger, he might smarten up. And he's getting some things. He makes some points like, hey, we should reduce our military budgets. But I don't see Trump actually taking action. Like, don't threaten a year from now you're going to close the border. That'll actually cause an increase in surge of people trying to come here in a year. Don't talk about the idea of putting tariffs on cars in Mexico. It'll kill their economy and make it even worse. What you want to do is you want to simply send the military to kill the drug cartels that run, by the way, in many places in Mexico and Central America. The hospitals, the ambulances, the schools, they're all run by drug cartels. And their actual funding for their local hospital and so on is illegal drug trade, killing our people in our country. That's what's going on. People don't want to hear that, do they?
Remain cognitive dissonance, whatever you want to call it. People don't want to hear it, or they refuse to believe it.
They want to think, well, Dr. Deagle, you don't have facts. Yes, I do have facts. I have ongoing contacts inside intel agencies. I have three layers. I call the SewerNet, which anybody can read, CFR documents, World Watch Institute, or the documents from 2016 where Barack Obama met with the Pope and 72 world leaders. Or then the second layers, I have intel agents contacts inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, CENTCOM, etc. And I have people that listen to me inside these agencies that contact me. 2 years ago, I had a senior NSA agent to work with Intel for the birth certificate of Barack Obama and sent me all the background classified information of how they actually had photoshopped it to create this document, a false birth certificate, and even had the originals for Barack Obama's fake birth certificate from another individual who was born in Hawaii. This is all what people don't understand. Then the third layer is supernatural. I have both intellectual gifts that are superhuman, and I have supernatural gifts of what's called remote sight, which means when we had, for example, the Lauchila Island nukes 2 years ago, I started telling John W. Spring, who was a whistleblower for the first missile crisis in Cuba and the second one in Grenada. And I said, look, I said, I'm sure they have Russian submarines into the tunneling to the sidewalls of the Orinoco River and nuclear missiles, hypersonic cruise missiles in Venezuela. We got proof now. And when I went on the Rich show a few months ago, he said, well, if you can get satellite photos, this is Pulitzer Prize winning. No one's given me a Pulitzer Prize. In fact, if anything, like yesterday when I was an hour or two, I got knocked off the air. My stack and my Comrex got knocked off. I had to reboot it. People have to understand, the intel agencies and the devil and his minions here on Earth are terrified of Deagle. I have more knowledge and more intel information and more truth and more facts neither are living human beings ever drawn breath on planet Earth in our modern day. And my co-hosts, like yourself, know what the hell's going on. That's why your site called Box of Sunglasses, and you use some sarcastic humor in your books, but you teach people that if you don't face the truth, you're going to face annihilation. And our society and our world is about to die, isn't it? It's about to die, and they don't even realize they're terminal. Our society doesn't realize it's terminal, does it?
No. And this is the second law of thermodynamics, I think, can be extrapolated society-wide, but that may have a conversation for another day. But no, nobody realizes it. Most people do not want to hear about it or think about it, especially here in America. I guess everybody wants to stay enveloped in their sports games and nonsense and nonsensical idiocy passes for TV, these stupid TV shows. Everything's talking about the occult and sexuality and destruction of the family. So basically the walls are closing in the aggregate. But
look how far extremists getting. I know, as a person who knows about the procedure of abortion, which is murder, that 93% of abortionists would even do third trimester. And these are people that daily do first trimester abortions. Yet, Tran from the Virginia legislature and the former doctor in the state actually were pushing laws to try to say, well, it's okay to kill babies after they're even born, post-passing through the magic arch. And the state of New York actually passed a law that they even took the personhood of the child killed by a former boyfriend so that there was only one person now killed. They changed the charges from two persons to one because the baby was killed. Now, this movie's come out called Unplanned, and I'm going to try to see it in the next week or so. We have it over here in Carlsbad. But the fact is, Unplanned is a book about a woman who saw, after 8 years of serving at Planned on Parenthood, you know, where they're killing babies, paid for by $500 million of U.S. taxpayer money, which means we're all got blood money on our hands. And she finally realized it's a baby. There's an ultrasound. There's a person in there. And by the way, I've tried to get people on to talk about the on Tuesday. I'm going to have Bob Enyart talking about the right to life from Colorado. We need a right to life bill like Rand Paul, because a heartbeat bill means there's abortionists who are going to say, well, I didn't detect a heartbeat, or there's always a half a dozen excuses as to why you can still kill the baby, the mother's health or her social situation, this and that. It's all what you'll find is these bills, none except the life at conception or life at humanity, I call it life at humanity bill, none of them is going to protect humans, so no abortions could happen. And by the way, don't say you can do it because you're going to save the life of a mother if she's got cancer. If you take that baby, she's going to die faster because her immune system collapses. If you take that baby, if the baby's not going to survive birth, it won't survive birth. If it's got a serious enough birth defect or genetic defect, or if it's a lump of tissue, you're not doing an abortion. It's not a formed fetus. You can see it in an ultrasound. So the idea that there's any surgical or non-surgical or psychiatric basis for abortion is a lie. And the problem is, we see the same thing with killing the elderly. If they get national health care, single payer, just like in Canada where they kill both my parents, you got single payer health care, you'll be denied all kinds of treatments or innovative care, and you'll be killed when you're a certain age or a certain health criteria or whatever, no matter what your age. You will not get innovative care, stem cell therapy, life extension technology, antipathogenics. They'll do nothing for you except give you a lethal injection to get it off you and get you out of the way. And if you think somehow the state is going to be your nanny state if they're an atheistic state like communists and socialists, you're delusional. If you think Dr. Deagle doesn't have the facts, I have the facts on everything. You might be shocked at that, but if you have the cojones, as they say, the intellectual testicles, male or female, call into the show, 844-769-2944. Or even... Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress, keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto-flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. In fact, I got an interesting article here about Alex Jones, how he tried to switch back after he criticized Trump. You know, Alex Jones reverses again and believes Trump will drain the swamp. Look, Alex is worried about losing his audience and his financial, you know, things, so he switched back after he disrespected Trump. I give Trump credit when he needs credit, but I also realize the man needs to have us as his advisor. Now, your books are very telling. They actually want to change people's worldview. So your website is boxofsunglasses.com, and you had some really, I love your sarcastic humor, because you try to get through to people using humor, because sometimes when people hear a joke, it opens their sensor band so an idea can come in like a good song that they can't get out of their head, and then they realize, oh, I'm open to an idea that might actually change my worldview and save my butt from me personally or corporately, all of us, making bad decisions that kill us all. So what are the titles of your books and what are the points behind them?
I say humor, I mean, not in a sense of being funny, but maybe in a sense of sarcasm to get the point across. But anyway,
sarcasm is some of the best humor, because it's based on reality, it's ugly and evil, and it actually gets the point across that people don't want to hear otherwise. When you say something sarcastic, they realize, oh, geez, I didn't want to get that tune inside my head, but I realize it's probably true and not a lie.
No. And the website's boxofsunglasses.com. And I have three books. And, you know, the first one is They Live, Great Society of the Undead, which is available for PDF download on Amazon. And that one's, you're on the honor system there. And then the other two books, second book is The Un-American Genocidal Complex. Of course, you know, the un-American, the UN being the part of the un-American, the un-part. You know, of course, Mystery Babylon, you know, centered in New York City here, my candidate for Mystery Babylon. And then the last book is the Pleased to Meet You, okay, which is basically, it's based on a lot of, did you say John Carpenter's movie? Obviously, Bill, you know, They Live, the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil, and it kind of plays out in a C.S. Lewis style kind of sarcastic conversation between an O'Brien character who represents the establishment, really going back to ancient Egypt, all the way through today, because there really is no break as far as the establishment. I mean, it was represented by the Pharaoh and his priest and back in the Book of Exodus, but the same people, the same devil worshippers that they were are essentially in place today. And that's basically, if I could sum up everything in one or two sentences, that's it. That's the theme of my website. And my books and everything kind of, extrapolates from that focal point. And so in other words, everything, you know, the Bible, as it's written, is the core of the quote conspiracy. And without it, I don't care who you are. I mean, some of these other, you know, so-called conspiracy theorists, if they don't have that guide, or that light at the core of what they're doing and what they're saying, then they're just wrong. I mean, and it's just plain and simple as that.
That's a very good point, because you can't do good unless you do God. And the definition of evil is doing what's right in your own eyes. So, for example, although Donald Trump is well-intentioned and he's a neo-American patriot and probably the best president in years, he's a high-level Mason. And until he becomes a real Christian and goes from becoming a pre-Christian, he's going to stumble. He's going to have globalists around him like Barr. He's going to have globalists around him like Pompeo and Lightning Bolt, I call him John Bolton, and Nikki Haley, who's at the UN. He's going to screw up, and he's going to make bad decisions about everything from 5G network or whether he's going to close the border or not. Now he's temporizing, which in fact is going to increase the amount of people surging until the border is closed in a year from now. the Mexicans are going to collaborate a bit, whatever. He needs to send the troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border with the Mexicans to close out that border. He needs to start killing drug cartel leaders. They're some of the richest people on earth. And he needs to start jailing our intel agents that are actually working with them to the tune of $1 trillion a year to be siphoned off to weird projects like deep underground military bases so people get the Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket if the whole worst goes south. And so people don't get this. They don't realize there's layers of this that have echoes from, you know, the time machine where people go underground to try to avoid, you know, world collapse or nuclear war. And people aren't aware of this. They think we're making all this stuff up. Oh, no, Deagle's making it up. No. You're going to get more truth on my show from what I say than any other individual on earth. And your books are really important because they actually make the point. Things are beyond evil. There's not beyond human evil. This is a galactic and transdimensional evil that transcends the evil that just greedy or sexually perverted humans can do, or decorticate humans that have their cortex eaten by a virus. This is so damned evil, you can't. And a lot of people think it's like, oh, that can't be, that can't be. And the problem is they don't realize it is, it is. And they want to say, well, I want to talk to Messenger because I don't want to believe Deagle, man, he's a nut. No, you're the nut if you don't want to evaluate the sources. Read these books and go through the core of what's in each book, because you kind of get a several different points of view when you read each one of the books, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, for example, I mean, the un-American genocidal complex, I mean, is very relevant to what you mentioned before. That's the New York State and then usually Virginia. I mean, it's very close to New York State passed it, where it's now legal to kill a live baby. If you go back to the history of abortion, it goes back to Planned Parenthood or the American Birth Control League, which was started by Margaret Sanger, a real racist and friend of Adolf Hitler and his henchmen. That's where Planned Parenthood got it started, the American Eugenics Society, the American Eugenics Movement, which in turn got its start from Charles Darwin. So a lot of this stuff, and I trace that all in that book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex. And again, it's available. You can get it on Amazon or you can get it right off the website, boxofsunglasses.com. But anyway, it's a very succinct summary, Cliff Notes version of Darwin through today, of what's going on. And everything's kind of unfolding, unfortunately, according to plan. I mean, the United States is the mystery Babylon because of things like funding and supporting the likes of Adolf Hitler and Stalin and Mao through communism and again, Darwin, and keep going back to the theory of evolution, again, the title of my website. Yeah. So it all kind of comes together. And really, what is the point of evolution? To prove, the core proof that God doesn't exist with this mythology known as evolution, which really is mythology. I mean, I mean that literally.
I changed the term just for fun because I'm sarcastic. I have a Deagle dictionary called the Word Salad Dictionary over Clay and Iron Man. To it, I called evil, E-V-I-L, hyphen, U, Y-L-U, shun. In other words, it's a fantasy made up by demonic people who want to pretend that somehow randomly cells could exist. And someone mathematically calculated about 10 years ago that the chance of a cell existing in the known universe of like 460 quadrillion galaxies is but one in a 10,762 times the length of the known universe, which is in around 15 trillion years. So it's not going to happen. Not. And not only that, how would that cell ever organize become an organism? Or would viruses occur, which even attaches to cell receptors and transfer DNA? Basically, it's all an evil fantasy. And the problem is that right now we don't realize, for example, do you know that even viruses and bacteria are descending from space on planet Earth so that they don't just originate on Earth? They're in deep space landing on our planet. Did you know that?
No.
So the problem is, what's going on right now is when they push this stuff in university, they want to change the brains of people to make them brainless, right?
Oh, well, that goes without saying. I mean, universities are a joke. I mean,
and when you look at the product they have, we have people like AOC. I'm 29. If I screw up, it's okay. I can screw up because I'm loud and I'm obnoxious and I'm brainless and clueless, but you have to let me be brainless and say obscene things. And I mean, I saw her in her apartment assembling some furniture, talking like this. I'm thinking, she needs to be in a psych ward.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the...
Remember how they recruited? They call it justicedemocrats.com. These non-government organizations like Soros recruited 75 people to become politicians. 5 got elected, including Ilhan Omar, and another Muslim, this one, Talib. And the third one, and these politicians, 5 of them now, these are the youngest members of the Demon Rat Party. But they're not just Democrats. We see crazy, evil Republicans that have been there, some of them for decades, literally having globalist viewpoints that are completely luciferic. Many of these people aren't just, some of them are straight, some of them are weird and sexually, but most of them are just high-level Masons. And it doesn't matter what their other proclivities are. Their proclivity is to do satanic and evil things, and they think they're justified because they're going to save a portion of humanity, and the rest of us are going to die, and they could care less. That's why they're not rebuilding infrastructure to protect the power grid. That's why they're not recycling and fixing up backup power for sewage treatment, because the fourth day, if the power goes out, they have backup power for water treatment, but not for sewage. They have to turn off your water or turn it down almost off, because otherwise the sewage will back up in your home. Did you know that? Every Western civilization, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, will have sewage back up by the fourth day. So I was going to make a real bad B-movie, and we should have smell-o-vision, by the way. One of the things I'd like to invent is smell-o-vision, so you could smell it, is I'd call it the fourth day. On the fourth day, the dog's barking, the sewage is backing up, mom is screaming that their fridge food is so raw you can't eat it. They're thinking seriously about eating the pets because they ran out of food. And then people are going to start looking at their children and thinking, well, maybe we could roast them, you know, like a long pig like in China. People think, oh, that can't happen. I said, you know, in World War II, in Denmark and other countries, they did eat their children. People don't know that, do they?
No, no, and that's biblical, too. I think that's in Deuteronomy, right? I think Deuteronomy 28, and that's basically what's going to happen. I mean, it happened in Old Testament Israel. Cannibalization. I mean, the people were starved. They were surrounded by their enemies and starved. I mean, it won't be the exact same. I mean, 21st century technology won't be exactly the same, but it'll be very similar. EMP attack, you know, surrounded by the Chinese and the Russians, and you know, no food and no transportation, and like you say, sewage backing up. Bodies. Yeah, it is. Look,
yeah, but you know, every one of these problems, Dr. Deagle personally has a solution for every one of these problems, or a logical way to approach the problem to find a solution. Now, people say, that's not possible. I said, look, I was prophesied 2,000 years ago in a letter given by Jesus to Joseph Arimathea's colleague in the Sanhedrin, who's a blood descendant of Moses, that I would arise with by myself alone, because I've been put through living hell to find out what I know, including not only being recruited to the dark side and having the Pindar visit me, but being recruited multiple times to try to get me to work for the dark side to develop things like DARPA. But I can tell you right now, I'm a saved believer, a sinner saved by grace. So I even pray for people like Hillary and others that are indwelt by demonic entities. But I'm going to tell you, civilization is months and years away. And now we have Donald Trump, who is a great distraction. A lot of Christians think, well, he's a Christian. He's signing Bibles for people in Alabama that get hit with a tornado. The man is not a Christian. If he's a Christian, he should read his Bible. He should have fireside chats. He should admit to the sexual proclivities he's had with all these women. He should stop thinking, well, Cohen's going to jail for all his other proclivities, but Cohen is totally dissatisfied. And then we've got the husband of his chief representative. What's her name in the White House? Kellyanne Conway? George Conway?
Yeah.
George is telling the truth. Trump is a narcissistic egomaniac, and he's, without good advice, he's extremely dangerous because his son-in-law is a Kabbalistic warlock, very likely to be the one that signed the peace treaty that sets the covenant with death, so we won't have missile defense. And when it breaks down, we are going to have a nuclear war with Russia and China, and the biosphere is going to collapse, and we're going to see most of the human civilization die. And they won't just die physically because they're not safe spiritually. They're going to die spiritually because they don't have a heavenly relationship now. If you don't have one now, you're not going to heaven. You don't go to heaven unless you're heavenly now with God and Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach is your God. And people don't get that. All these Muslims are having supernatural visits by Jesus to get them to convert in places like in Africa, because if you send a mission in there, they're going to die. They're going to be hung or beheaded. And people say, oh, no, this isn't really happening. Yeah, it's the end of the world. This is the end. This is the end of civilization as we know it. Now, there will be civilization go on, but the rapture is not taking good out. It's taking evil. God is going to rapture. He says, where the valley body is, and I have the Aramaic Bible, there's the valley body in the valley of Gehenna. The trash heap over the sides of the Valley of Gehenna. What's going on right now, and the churches, are my main enemy. if the churches would listen to Dr. Deagle and let me come on and video talk to their people, like I did at the Living Waters Fellowship in the year 2000 in St. Paul, Minnesota, they get a what for. They don't want to hear what for. They want me to come under their authority. They don't want to hear the truth about anything with the technical dangers of a war coming, or ecological collapse, or power grid collapse, or spread of super plagues we've created. And I know, because I work with the FBI and CDC, I know what we built. Damn it. That's why when we look at Lyme disease, this is a bioweapon that got out of the Class 5 installation in Long Island, New York. I know what's going on. I work with these bioweaponeers. I have full knowledge of how dangerous things are, and it's the end. This is the beginning of the end of civilization. Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we will have Rob back next week for another visit, but do go to boxofsunglasses.com and get his books. They're really important. His sarcastic humor will get through to your numbskull if you think that you know better than Deagle and my co-hosts. You're wrong. And not only are you wrong, you're suicidally wrong. And that may offend you, but that's too bad. I'm not here to try to make you like me. I'm here to save your butt physically from health problems and save your geopolitical future. I don't care if you're on the left or right. I want you as a human being, no matter what your skin color, your orientation, whatever, to realize that I care about you. And I do not, I'm a big boy. I don't care whether you like me. I don't want you to necessarily like me. I want you to realize I'm here like an EMT to save you, or a firefighter to pull you out of a burning building. And our burning building is our civilization's boat to end. I can tell you as a as an expert, not only in the health issues, but working with the CDC and the FBI and Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and working with a war game simulation with FEMA, I can tell you, we're terminal. It's the end of the road. And I'm just going to go through some of the news items I see up here on the top on Drudge, just to get an idea. Right now, we have, of course, a situation where we have Biden. Yeah, the guy's got what's called petophilia. Now, here's the other side of it. And I saw McKay, who actually was on Tucker Carlson, and she had made a very important point. This man is a little over the top, too petty. And in fact, he does it where it's not really properly accepted by people. Where if you can hug someone, that's fine. But what the uber crazy we call feminists want to do is make it to the point, and McKay's point, and she's a expert on the psychology of this, is they want it to be the point where if it's perceived to be wrong, even if it's meant to be just like a normal hug or a pat on the shoulder, it's going to be considered a form of sexual advance or violation. And what I'm very concerned about is they're not only going to make this guy a joker and knock him off the Democratic Party, they're going to try to move the marker so any kind of affection shown in public at all or even privately will be considered a form of abuse. We see this across multiple universities now over the past 10 years. So I call it the Biden effect. And what they want to do is take Biden, who's the most obscene example of pedophilia, where he's smelling women's hair and then hugging them and kissing them on the top of the head and so on. I don't think he does it to men because I think he figured he'd get punched out. But Biden is obviously has problems. What I see happening, though, is this is going to be taken to the extreme by the extreme feminists because they want to assume any form of affection is a form of considered abuse if the person receiving it, either now or 5 years from now, decides it's abuse, that it can be used as a means of attacking or destroying a person's character so they can take them out of political position, whatever. So I think I agree with McKay. I'm very worried they're going to take this example and use it. Tucker Carlson, does Trump actually want to lose? This is Tucker Carlson. Tucker, once in a while, will cross the little line here over at Fox News. And I think Tucker Carlson is actually wonders if allowed whether Trump actually wants to lose in 2020. Is it possible that President Trump actually has no intention of winning re-election in 2020? That's the question that was posed on Thursday by surprising voice Fox News Tucker Carlson, who in a segment on his show wondered what it might look like if Trump had decided he didn't want to be president anymore and was taking steps to ensure he didn't win another term, per the Washington Post. In this hypothetical scenario, Carlson ran through a number of things Trump could do that so that his base would turn on him, all of which line up with actual Trump administration actions or reported proposals. He noted, for example, that if...
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah,
I'm not ready yet, honey. I still have a few more minutes of show, right? That's my daughter, Kelsey, visiting me. She's ready to go to a movie. She wants to take Daddy. Well, Daddy's going to be another 10 minutes, honey.
Whoa.
Okay, do you want to say hi to everybody?
I just agree. Do they post?
Don't worry, Daddy will take you to the lamppost. I'm going to continue reading the article here. Okay, Kelsey, close the door. Daddy, you'll see you in 10 minutes. She's cute. That's my little daughter with Mosaic Down Syndrome. She's been a little miracle girl. In this hypothetical scenario, Hart Carlson ran through the number of things that Trump could do so that it would make his base turn on him. Now, firstly, there's a couple things that Trump should not do. He's pushing 5G network, which is very toxic. He's not handling the border properly. He needs to send the troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. He should not be threatening the wall closure because it actually causes a big surge. He should take executive action to close off the chain migration and the other things and have a challenge to the courts. But in the meantime, just take action. And the idea of closing the border when you have 2,000 miles, you don't have enough troops to do that. What you can do, though, is close the Guatemalan-Mexican border, then attack the drug cartels directly. Military action directly against Central and South America and Mexico and get rid of the cartels. If Trump also needs to talk to the Russians, right now, yeah, we've scared the Russians, and we want to collaborate and develop truce, but the fact is, he should tell them, look, I'm going to seize your bank accounts. I'm going to give you 48 hours to start moving your Russian new missiles out of La Rochelle Island and Punta Huerte, or I'm going to seize your bank accounts, Mr. Putin. Give them 72 hours, maybe more than 48. Same with China. They got 35,000 troops there. They got 46,000 Cubans. We're going to embargo all the oil coming from Venezuela, so the lights are going to go out in Cuba. Real simple. Make a couple phone calls, and the game's over. Trump needs to be more Trumpian. When he's talking about health care, pass executive orders so the insurance carriers can actually sell insurance across the state lines. Make federal statements that, for example, where you can use write off everything on your taxes coming up April 15th, including your sale of, I do it all the time now and have for years, supplements, technology, whatever, so you get a total write-off. But I want to see health savings accounts for everybody, not just people with high deductible plans. Put on an executive order that had the prices for every procedure and so on in every hospital has to be published. There's a 200 to 300% difference in 20 miles for different procedures in hospitals. Put on a health charges commission so that you can find out what is a reasonable charge for different things, like an MRI scan, a surgical procedure, and so on. And put on an executive order that gets rid of malpractice and say, we're going to put a federal thought law that we want to have federal action to save the prices of health care and the cost of health care, that we move to mediation. No more malpractice. I mean, do this piecemeal, piece by piece by piece, just like he passed the bill to allow veterans to actually go to see a regular doctor. If Trump does these things, he's going to re-win. If he does things like start to collaborate with Russia to say, look, we need a defensive Earth strategy for Apophis or coronal mass ejection or collapse of the biosphere or a pole shift where the pole shift is happening, there's two North Poles and two South Poles, and a giant geomagnetic hole. If this expands because of even limited war between India and China and between India and Pakistan, the biosphere can collapse, and we could see massive starvation all over the planet as the ozone layer disappears for a matter of, say, 5 months, like the Book of Revelation. I don't see Trump being Trumpian. And again, let me continue reading here. If Trump wanted to lose, he could raise gas taxes, something the administration is reportedly considering. The idea that Carlson said is so mindless and kind of counterproductive, there's literally no way you could get reelected after doing it. Later, he told Trump, he should definitely go with the gas tax if he secretly wants to retire early and is really sick of the job. Proposing to cuts to Medicare and E-Verify would also be ways that Trump could undermine his re-election chances. E-Verify should be national. It should be a federal action by Trump that everybody, every job has to E-Verify and have the ICE people check E-Verify for every employer. In Texas recently, they went in and they got almost 400 people that were actually working at a tech center in Texas near the Mexican border. If E-Verify was verified, it would help to stop a lot of the illegals that are actually taking jobs from Americans, especially the lower black and Hispanic population. Carlson, as well as the continued pointless military interventions in Syria. Why are they in Syria? It's pointless, okay? They're trying to overtune with the PNAC, the Syrian government. What they need to do is collaborate with Syria rather than trying to put a pipeline across Qatar, throughout Aleppo, to Turkey. And remember now, Turkey right now, we basically, they're a NATO member. Why are we permitting them to buy Russian aircraft, etc.? We've stopped buying, letting them buy the Joint Strike Fighter because they're not playing ball with us. They even have Americans still held in prison there in Turkey, the same way with other countries. So, you know, we have ways of actually putting the jaws on countries without actually doing stupid things, but we need to cancel their shipment of Russian technology and aircraft, and we can simply do that. They're a NATO member. How the hell can they be a NATO member and buying Russian technology and equipment, especially when they have the insulated air base? I'll read on. If the president did all that, the message could be very clear. He has no idea where we ran in 2016, Carlson said. He just wants out. Now, this was a surprising, brutal segment from the Fox News host, although he has been critical of Trump before. Carlson, in December, went off on his president by saying he hasn't kept his promises to voters and suggested that, due to the lack of legislative experience, he is not capable of doing so. Watch Carlson's segment below. And, of course, I'm going to post this link up. I also want to go over to the article link that I have here regarding Alex Jones. And, of course, Alex Jones had a very bad spasm in mid-March of conscience, and he actually faced the truth about how Donald Trump is screwing up. And I want to get into that, not only the failures of Donald Trump, but also the issue that Alex Jones actually is trying to turn back and trying to say he's a supporter. So let me show this here. Alex Jones reverses again and believes Trump and the drain the swamp. As recently as last month in March, Alex Jones did a major presentation of why he has totally given up on Trump after Trump failed to go to bat for conservative websites who were being censored by Facebook and Twitter. He went so far as to say Trump had been bought out, controlled, or compromised. I think Trump is totally being burned out by this thing, but I would have terminated real simple. I would advise his attorney general to start parallel investigations and putting people in jail like the Clintons, Podesta, and people inside his own departments of the Department of Justice, and now that this Mueller report is out, and people like Nadler and Schiff and so on. These people need to lose their positions at the so-called intel agencies within the Congress. He needs to have an executive action. If he has to declare martial law, do it. Stop playing around, Trump. At the same time, I wonder where Jones will go from here. If he continued down that path, his subscription base was going to dry up. Sure enough, Jones has switched back to praising Trump again, and is pushing the same old hype about Trump prosecuting the deep state. He's not prosecuting the deep state. Deep state's going along with Trump, including the 5G network. Trump is doing some good things, like regulations and improving the economy. But beyond that, it's a total screw-up. I mean, 5G network and recycling water, including water in Northern California, has hydrogen sulfide that can dissolve your toilet or your steel. No. And ways of prosecuting the border. That's not the way to prosecute the border. You don't send the troops with the bullets to the border to put concertina wire up. You can't police 2,000 miles. You can send the American troops to kill off the drug cartel people with weapons and to go to the Guatemalan-Mexican border and stop them there and actually make life more reasonable. And cutting off the funding for NGO organizations in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua is not the solution. Solution is demand that you actually have verification of what they're doing to spend the money to make life more reasonable for the poor people. So let me read on. Here is Jones' recent video podcast, and I have this link posted up, where he once again claims that Trump is about to take down the deep state. He's not taking down the deep state. The deep state's proceeding all around him. A lot of his advisors are deep state. You know, Pompeo, Lightning Bolt, I call Bolton, etc. He's not taking down the deep state. And if Barr was actually doing his job, he'd start a parallel investigation to go after the hunters that actually were hunting Trump. Why has the Mueller investigation, which should have been finished in July of 2017, when it was evident there was no evidence of Russian collusion, they haven't investigated Clinton, the FISA documents, Christopher Steele, the British intel agencies, and Trump hasn't made a public statement about this. What the hell is he doing? Don't say you can defend a man. The man needs to actually have some talking some points. If actually Alex Jones could have a chance to talk to Trump straight up, he'd get him to actually wise up and start behaving differently. And that's what I want Trump to do. Listen. You're going to listen to me now, Mr. Trump, President POTUS, or you're going to listen at the judgment seat. One way or the other, man, whether you're president now or not. You want to be president next year when you become reelected? You need to start doing presidential things and stop whining or putting up with abuse.